Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
New time. Sorry, guys, I was late.
New time, new day.
I drink a lot of tequila.
Welcome, everybody, to Box Office Breakdown on the Popcorn Talk Network. I'm your host, Sarah Stretton. And back in studio, we have...
Yeah. I'm just looking at myself in the
That's
camera.
That's a camera.
Yeah. Straight to the
Trying
E.
Trying to get myself a nice...
Do you feel well framed?
I feel pretty good.
Do you feel like...
Yeah, this is your first... The brick is different now here? What are they doing? Change the brick here?
We moved studios. You missed it, JT.
Yeah,
they have another one where we faux brick in the back. Real brick. It's real brick.
Yeah, I did tune in and see that, and I was like, oh, what's... It's like a comedy store
brick.
From the 90s.
We're just trying to figure out where we get situated.
Yeah, I was getting a lot of red coloring in my face, too, from the brick. I like this.
So
this
you like
is
this
better
one?
For me. Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
This is kind of nightclubby.
Because I got good skin, and the brick didn't really do anything for my skin.
All right. Well, since we have a new day and a new time... We're just here to remind you guys what we do is talk about the numbers, talk about what's going on in movies, in the theaters, what's coming out, what's coming up, making some predictions and having some fun games.
I'm excited about this because
we're
getting the numbers to these people a little bit earlier.
Yes.
You know, Sundays is when all the numbers do come out. Again, this might hurt us when there's something that's like right on the line, when something's like
this
even.
Week?
Because sometimes
or
Monday
like a
morning.
Patriot game.
Or a Patriot game. Because Monday morning, sometimes like the winner is revealed because it's so close. But we're going to go with what Box Office gives us on Sundays.
On Sundays.
And international.
And we'll just have to, I don't know, tweet or something, follow ups. Because let's start with this weekend's Box Office. Starting with, also, for those of you who tuned in last week, Finstock got 5 for 5.
Mm-hmm. Poof.
Again.
I blame...
This is creating a problem.
Yeah, but you blame the walk.
I blame the altitude at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. You were out of your mind. Well, once you hung up,
I'm
like, he's crazy.
I didn't do it, in case anyone's wondering.
Yeah, you were out of your mind.
I checked it out.
Oh. All right. Well, the walk, the movie, did not even make the top 10.
That's disappointing.
It was number 11 on the list, only bringing in $1.5 million.
Yeah, only 448 theaters, though. I mean, still...
It's
I mean,
IMAX,
Sicario was in six theaters and
but
it made $500.
IMAX brings in more money.
That's true, too.
IMAX tickets are more expensive. Yeah. And if you look at this, like, compared to Everest, like, not so good.
That's what I was comparing it to, Everest.
Same.
And it had that, you know, big director behind it, up-and-coming star.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand why Everest might be a little bit more... That feels more like an IMAX movie, even though this movie does it really well. And
I saw this visually stunning.
Visually stunning. I saw it last week. I'm okay with the movie.
Okay.
Didn't love it, but I enjoyed my time with it. In the last 30 minutes... I almost say if you're going to see this movie, the only way you should see it is IMAX 3D. Because if it was on a regular screen and not 3D, I just feel like I wouldn't enjoy it as much.
I'm out. I can't see 3D.
Right.
But you know what the thing is? Like I said last week, I already saw the documentary with Philippe Petit on Wire, Man on a Wire.
Man on a Wire.
And that's all I really need to know.
All right.
Like, well, but you can look at this. Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I mean, look, these kind of documentaries slash, you know, when you do a really good doc, then, you know, is there really a need for a movie at this point? I mean, look at Straight Outta Compton. There was a ton. This is an exception, though. There was a lot of documentaries on Ice Cube and Dre and all these other people. And you knew everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of knew everything that was going down. But, you know, Compton came out and smashed. But that was a product of,
I think
timing.
You have a point. And we're going to get into this with our upcoming movies.
Because
there's a whole argument we're going to stick around to. So stay around for the end of the show because we will get back to that point.
I'm
not
saying my length right
We've got this.
I was thinking the same thing.
Number 5 in the box office this weekend was Maze Runner. The Scorch Trials bringing in $7.6 million. So it dropped 46%.
Yep.
It is bringing a total gross of $63 million. For the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Then The Intern only dropping 34% down to $11.6 million.
That's a nice hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's had really strong reviews.
Mm-hmm.
People are...
It's a Nancy Myers army.
Yep, and in the female demographic, really, really going out for this one.
40 plus. Cougars. It's a cougar demographic.
Sicario expanding in theaters.
Did really well.
Bringing in $12 million.
That's a lot of money.
Money.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And good reviews.
It's good buzz.
JTE, do you want to even chime in? Because this was your kind of movie baby for a little bit.
I was really excited for this. And I got to say, it did disappoint. It's definitely one of my top films of the year so far. Del Toro kills it. No. Did you see this yet?
It's not Del Toro. It's Denis Villeneuve.
Benicio Del Toro.
Oh, Del Toro. Is in that the Del movie. Toro. That Del Toro.
Did you see this yet?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, what did you think of
it? That was great.
Yeah, it was great. And have you seen it yet?
Not yet. No. I've been in a wedding. I've been in wedding worlds. That's for true. Like a week.
Yeah, you're in Texas, right?
Yeah.
How'd it go? Not to segue, but because we missed you at the party yesterday. The party was big.
Yeah,
it was a big schmo party.
I love the bride. Mm-hmm. She's wonderful.
Mm. What about the groom? You hate him?
No, I like the groom too.
Did any of the bridesmaids sleep with him beforehand?
No,
that happens a lot.
No, it was just very. I'm from California. It was very Texas, and that was a lot of days. In Texas. Mm. There was...
Okay. What part of Texas? Austin?
Fort Worth. Oh, Dallas.
Oh, you're...
So, yeah. I was in a giant, like, tricked out barn.
You're in a cowboy country.
Like, Jerry thousands World. She was thousands. At Jerry World.
Jerry World.
Thousands, wow. Thousands of dollars in wedding supplies. Yeah. I spent hours ripping off the labels of 1,000 water bottles. 1,000 water bottles. And re-taping... personalized labels on them.
Did you do it in a bikini?
No.
That would have been fun.
Did it misery?
Nah, I'd watch.
Did the groom at any point lasso his wife to be and like pull her in?
No, but we did have to all change into cowboy boots.
Oh,
and
man.
There was...
With bikinis?
No.
Damn.
Damn it. This wasn't Tahiti. Yeah. This is Texas.
I'm getting married. Everybody's going to wear a bikini, even dudes.
In Texas, girls' bikinis usually have machine guns.
All right.
Yeah, that's true.
So moving on. Number two in the box office this past weekend was Hotel Transylvania. Yep. So staying up there in the box office, but losing the number one spot, bringing in $33 million.
Wow. That's a nice hold, too.
Yeah.
Really dropping good. Only 31%. It's really small drops this week of
no
the top five.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing went over 50%.
The Look only it. Other animation movie besides Hotel Transylvania is Black Mass. And with Johnny Depp looking like an animated character.
But seriously, I think that you just said it. Look at all the movies in the top 10. Every single one is for adults, except for the Scorch Trials, which
Absolutely.
Is, you know, between.
It's but that time.
Hotel Transylvania is the only thing even close to coming to a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm. Perfect opening for them.
I think it did pretty well for demographics. If you look at five, you got teenagers, then you have a large, predominantly female audience with The Intern.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then Sicario bringing in, I think, a little bit more of a male audience. Mm-hmm. Hotel Transylvania to kids. And your Martians has anyone who is looking for something that might have award potential.
Or just a good movie.
55 for Martians, very nice.
55, yes, that is the number, making it the number one movie of the weekend. It is
easily.
Easily compared to Gravity from last year.
Which made about a million more, they're saying?
Is about 700,000 more.
Wow. Mm.
So this is one of those things that could change by tomorrow.
Interesting.
It could.
I'm trying to think.
If Sunday estimates are low,
yeah,
it could change by tomorrow and take the record away from Gravity. But it's comparable on so many levels.
Very similar movie. Yeah, but not like as far as like the way it's made or even the way
you
it was shot.
It, right? You saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw Gravity and The Martian. I'm trying to think which movie I like better. I would say I like The Martian overall better as a film, story-wise. But Gravity does some groundbreaking
film
stuff. I mean, I always like Gravity on tech yes. levels and that spectrum. But Gravity never held up for me story-wise completely.
I totally agree with you. And this has a better story, so I guess I would give the slight edge to The Martian.
You gave it a 4.5, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Listen,
you're usually pretty strict about that.
Yeah, here's the thing. It doesn't reinvent the wheel in any way, but it does exactly what a survival story does very well.
Is there a monkey in it?
If there was, it would have been a 5 out of 5.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question for you, because the scenario is very much the same. You get a brilliant astronaut pretty much alone in space for a while, just on that bare bones, very similar. And Sandra Bullock got a lot of praise, not only for doing her zero gravity work, but for her acting chops in it. Does Matt Damon have any Does he have comparable, I guess, material?
I think he has more to do, more material to work with in this movie. Okay. I mean, it takes over a much longer amount of time. Mm-hmm. Everything Sandra does in that movie is reactionary. Yes. It's like, okay, this, I need to do this. I need to do this.
Yep.
This dude is literally, it's like Castaway. It's very similar to Castaway on Mars.
Okay.
He has, like, he goes through the emotions. When you're alone, you go a little bit crazy at times, and then you're emotional.
You go stir crazy.
Yeah, and...
space crazy.
But Damon does a really good job, and it's not one of those movies like I said, Castaway, where it's just Hanks the whole time. There is a lot of going on back on Earth with Jeff Daniels, the guy from Twitter Slave, Chiwetel Ejiofor.
He's the best.
Yeah, I mean, it has a great supporting cast. Kristen Wiig has a little small role.
She's going to be Oscar winner soon.
And then you have
not for this movie.
Yeah,
this movie.
And then you have the crew who left them behind with Jessica Chastain, Michael Pena. Like, it's such a well cast movie.
Does it have Oscar potential in any category?
Here's the thing. It doesn't. When I saw it, I didn't scream Oscar potential to me. But depending on how strong the year is, I could totally see this getting some technical and possibly. Depending on how strong the field is this year, maybe Damon can sneak in there.
I don't think so. The field is going to be heavy in next coming weeks.
I think it is. I think it's going to be a really busy field. I just think that last year, when they saw Gravity come out, he must have been like, yes, I have a better story than this.
Absolutely.
I have a potential to win another Oscar.
Well, Ridley needed a hit. He needed a big hit here, and this is it.
I feel like Damon's going to get a Best Actor. He's going to slip in right at the number like 4 or 5. How many do they usually do? They usually do 5 nominees a year, right?
Let's see. Last year they did 5.
Yeah, there's always 5
and
pretty
Kate
much.
Kate won.
I wonder if... David Hasselhoff in this?
In The Martian?
Yeah, remember in Sharknado 3 he gets stranded in the space?
I've never seen Sharknado 1, 2, or 3.
3 was good. 3 was great.
Okay.
We'll see how many they nominate for Best Picture this year.
Yeah,
that number's always...
Here's the thing. It's a very crowd-pleasing film, so that could carry into award season. It's so early. I can't say. Especially, there's a movie we're going to talk about later I think might have potential to be in that race.
We will get going from our domestic box office towards our international numbers. Talking a little bit more about The Martian, it soared into the stratosphere this weekend, picking up a colossal $45.2 million. So it topped foreign sales charts. Ridley Scott's Outer Space epic debuted in 9,611 screens across 49 markets worldwide, including the UK, Italy, Australia, and Hong Kong.
Yes,
Hong Kong.
Yes, so combined with its domestic haul, the 20th Century Fox release has earned $100.2 million. So it is getting very close, I guess, to its budget. I don't know if it includes P&A, but that was about, $100 million?
Yeah, it's going to be it's gonna be a huge hit.
That'll be fine.
Mention, it has an A cinema score. The critics, I think it's like in the 90s. It's going to have some legs.
Rotten Tomatoes is having some good reviews currently. Yes. A lot of movies are up there in the numbers.
And for some reason, space just plays well. Anything sci-fi or, in that scale just plays well no matter where you
place. Do you think they're going to reinvigorate the space program at any point with all these films?
Maybe.
Like, is it going to increase, the child's desire to be an astronaut again?
Well, that lady really put a damper on NASA's festivities. That was the one that was, wearing the diapers and going to shoot people.
Oh, yeah, the crazy girl? Oh, man.
Yeah, that was the best.
They may need to make a movie about her.
Yeah, they should. I'd watch that. Definitely watch that. Starring Roxy.
Quick question. Have you guys read the book The Martian at all?
No.
Okay, because it does have a very strong China opponent to it. China has a large role in the film. And there's always that one scene where they show the crowds in America watching the mission live on TV. Mm-hmm. And they go to China a lot. And part of me, just doing this show, I'm watching this thinking, was this in the book? Are they literally going after that China money?
Yes.
Because Transformers did it. I mean, all these movies now are just bringing China to, because they know it's going to equal dough.
And one guy in the Schmoville page, I think Robert Butler, was talking about that.
Oh, the Butler?
Yeah. No, he's talking about how the book and the movie and the Chinese and other things.
So the Chinese were in the book?
Yeah, I think they were.
That's what I was curious about. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if they were, because they were so important to the story. But same time, I kept thinking of doing a box office show, I'm thinking, yeah, they might just be doing this because...
I think probably it is part of it, and it hasn't even opened in China or South Korea or Germany or, I believe, let's see, Russia yet. So,
when I write stuff, I always put Chinese in it somehow. Well, look, like, they'll go somewhere, and then I put a synagogue in there too, like a synagogue in China.
He's everyone.
Look at Terminator Genesis. They put an Asian pop star in there, mm-hmm. slash actor.
Yep.
Same thing with X-Men: Days of Future Past. They put a female
singer. We talk about
singer.
It all the time.
I'm not.
Well, here's the reason why we're going to talk about it right now. Why they do this?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
All right, in second place. Lost in Hong Kong continued to be a major attraction in China, where it's quickly becoming one of the country's top grossing locally produced films in history. The slapstick comedy, sequel to 2012's Lost in Thailand, made $41 million, pushing its total, get ready for this, to $204 million. Wow.
These are definitely on my watch list. I am going to watch Lost in Thailand for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they have like a bunch of cool things going on.
So China took the second place and took the third place top earning title with Chronicles of the Ghostly Tribe, with that brought in $34 million. The film centers on grave robbers trying to find hidden treasure, and it has made $68 million since opening on September 30th.
Jesus. Hollywood. Where's this money coming from?
Hollywood is moving to China.
Yep. And we're not done, because the top five was rounded out by Chinese comedy Goodbye, Mr. Loser, and then Hotel Transylvania 2.
Wait a minute. What's it called?
Goodbye, Mr. Loser.
These guys are just, they're transcending. I mean, this is just great stuff over there.
Yes.
I'm going to have to move to China.
And none of these movies have martial arts, which is like crazy.
No, they don't do that anymore. They're done with that.
They're done.
Goodbye, Mr. Loser has earned $37 million in less than a week of release.
Jesus.
While Hotel Transylvania 2 has picked up more than $150 million globally.
Christmas.
So.
Listen, I've been a fan of Asian cinema, South Korean, Hong Kong films since I was in high school.
Like, yeah.
I love buying imported films. They've always made good films. So I'm glad to see them, you know, making their money.
Well, The Killer was the one we watched, right?
I took this guy to see The Killer. How awesome was that movie?
It was great.
It was amazing.
It was fantastic.
And again, Infernal Affairs is a Hong Kong film, which was Departed mm-hmm. remade. I think Infernal Affairs is way better than Departed. I'm like in the minority in that. I think it's partly because I saw it before Departed.
Mm-hmm. We need to find like a Chinese movie theater in mm-hmm. LA.
We need to find like a Chinese person to come on this show.
I'll tell you what, if they ever do a Lost... They got Lost in Thailand, Lost in Hong Kong. If they ever do a Lost in Hollywood,
we'll do the double feature.
We need to do like
that would not be a double feature. That would be a triple.
I want us all have a cameo in that movie.
Oh, we should.
If they're Lost in Hollywood.
That's it. I'm writing a new one.
You talk about your movies all the time. Yeah. Let us be in one. All right.
We need Chinese people here.
So
on set.
Of our top five international movies were Chinese films.
Yeah.
They did not secure the first spot. The Martian mm-hmm. did, but that is worthy of some note, especially because they have been popping up a ton.
This is outrageous amounts of money.
So much money. So much money. And when you think about it, like, we don't, other countries, or at least the United States, doesn't show as many Chinese films.
Yeah,
like, they're not on all of our screens, versus The Martian.
Which is
playing in a ton of Chinese.
I think they're playing Lost in Hong Kong down in Chinatown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. I'm going to go.
All right.
Yeah, you guys
sounds
go.
Good. Yeah, I'll go.
We'll do a video.
I'll go.
Yeah.
We'll do a video and everything.
Oh, Jesus. It'd be the best.
All right. Let's get into our game. Try and get some wins back from a certain someone.
Break out the Rosetta Stone, because it's time for the international
title game. I caught some eating in there.
That was me eating some local Chinese food.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. I thought you were going to do the lasso of the Texas wedding.
I should have done the lasso of the Texas wedding.
So do you have any pictures of the Texas wedding? Or
soon.
Okay.
Soon.
Let's post them on.
We'll have that next week, guys.
Yeah. Sarah's wedding dresses.
Not my wedding dress. I was a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Let's get into this game, please.
Yes.
I'm well rested. I'm ready to win one.
This is a good one.
We have to play strategically.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, because I'm...
Together, as a team.
Well, my tells are off now because I'm using a lot of moisturizer, so...
That's right.
So I can't really tell when I'm lying or
uh-huh.
not.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's new.
Moisturizer.
So we're going from China here again, obviously. It's Matt Damon for The Martian.
Yeah.
And we're going to start with...
I love Matt Damon.
We're going to start with Courage Under Fire.
Oh,
you know, where he dropped like 85 mm-hmm. pounds
Denzel
and almost died and stuff. It's called Fire... Wire Young. Y-O-N-G.
Okay.
Firewire Young.
Firewire Young.
Y-U-N-G?
Yeah. Okay. No, O-N-G.
O-N-G. Oh, Young.
Young. Young.
I thought you were saying Chinese name.
Well, my buddy, Young. I used to work in this place, and there was a cheeseburger stand, and the guy's name was Young.
Nice.
And he would only take cash, and then he would take cash and then put cheese on, like, the burger with the same thing he had cash on. You guys, the dirtbag, obviously. Okay.
Okay.
The Martian.
Money is actually one of, like, the dirtiest things you can touch.
Yeah. No. Escalators. Escalator handles.
I said one of. I didn't see the most.
Escalators are the first.
So if you see money,
yeah,
and my passenger door handle.
So if you see money on an escalator belt, do you grab it?
You shouldn't admit to that yourself. I should say that to you as an insult.
Yeah, I like insulting myself. The Martian.
Okay. The Martian.
Jedi.
Ooh.
Jedi Rescue.
Oh, I want this one to be real.
Jedi Rescue.
It was aimed, I like that
nobody's
one.
In Star Wars in that movie.
Yeah, but they want to do that because they're prepping. China's prepping for everything.
Gotcha. True.
And, you know, they're showing Star Wars to every little kid over there.
Anything that's Star Wars.
They're going big. It's going to make $700 million.
Okay.
All the Pretty Horses. That classic with Robert Redford. That was a terrible movie. Love in the Mercedes Benz.
Is the Mercedes-Benz the name of a horse over there?
No, it's a car.
I know, it's a car.
Yeah, but they're like, that's like their horsepower. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
They know stuff like that. Jay and Silent Bob, where he had like a little thing.
Yeah. Oh, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back? That
yes. White, Rotten, Cheap Off. White, Rotten.
Cheap Off.
Cheap Off. So we'll go again. This is not easy.
Oh, is that all? Okay, yeah.
Courage Under Fire. Firewire Young. And not the guy who cooked cheeseburgers with and gave, you know, put money in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Martian. Jedi Rescue.
Ooh,
I kind of want that one to be real.
All the Stupid Horses.
That's Love. Not what the movie's
all
called.
All the Pretty Horses.
Okay.
Love in the Mercedes Benz. Maybe they were listening to Janis Joplin or something like that when they made it up.
Okay.
Jay and Silent Bob. White Rotten. Cheap Off. Poof.
It's a tough one.
Hi, JP.
I know. This is tough. I want to say Jedi because I just don't feel like they would make... There's nothing to connect it besides the fact that it's in space.
And I was with Ken Knapsack yesterday, too, so...
True. What do you mean?
Every time you're around them, you think Jedi stuff.
True.
Yeah.
I'll just say Jedi... What's it called? Jedi what?
Jedi Rescue.
Jedi Rescue.
It's false?
Yeah, because I just don't understand how Jedi would work in there.
I'm thinking maybe I should pick the next one, the Pretty Horses one.
Loving the Mercedes
Benz.
That
one's so ridiculous that I can't not be true. I don't know. Yeah, it's tough. That's the one I would go with if I was thinking normally, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you do the Jedi, I'll do Mercedes Benz.
Okay, let's ask our engineer.
Engineer, help!
I gotta go with the first one.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Firewire Young.
Okay.
Firewire Young.
And he's right.
Thank you!
Firewire Young is not... The correct answer. It's Firewire something.
Why did you say Young? Just so you tell that cheeseburger story?
I have an idea. I have an idea.
You just formed them so you can tell stories now.
No. We have been struggling with Mr. Tom over there getting extra points for having this game.
Mm-hmm.
When the engineer gets it right, you lose a point.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. If either of us win, mm-hmm. we gain a point. But
what made you think Firewire Young was the wrong one?
Too much doesn't add up.
Okay, gotcha.
It seemed like you were taking too much of the real name.
Yeah,
and it just didn't all add up.
There you go.
Whatever he tells the story with next week is the one I'm going to pick.
Well, Young is a cheeseburger. Young is a cheeseburger guy. He's dead now, I think. Oh. They turned it into Kid Simon Shop. He was like 100. He lived long enough.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that point
away.
All right. End of game. Move on to
top
5 grossing films list. And we are going to be talking about Bobby De Niro.
You know it.
Are we doing Bobby De Niro? Oh, this is awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I really thought we were going to be doing Matt Damon, but...
No, we don't. Now, why would we do him for? We already did him.
We did Damon International Game, so we're spreading the love. And Intern is doing good, and De Niro hasn't had a hit in a while, so I think this is good for him.
That's true.
And let's start. Well, we're going to do some grouping.
Okay.
Grouping.
Oh, because of Meet the
Fuckers.
It's one grouping, yes.
Yes.
With Meet the Parents, yes.
Exactly.
Like doing things
so we, for those of you who don't know, don't like to add all of a franchise into our top 5 list.
Yes.
We like to kind of make them one section, because for certain actors, that just makes the list no fun. So.
Correct.
We're going to start Mr. De Niro's list with The Deer Hunter.
Oof. Oh, really? That's number five?
Yeah.
Back from 78.
Yeah.
And we did have to adjust the numbers for it to be included. Of course. Because at the time it made $48 million, but you adjust that and it makes it $175
Jesus.
Million.
Think about
dollars.
That.
And
think
we're talking like a three-hour movie. And it's like, it's not a movie I would say that's entertaining. It's a great movie. It's very dark, very slow. It's very, you know, it tests your patience at times. But
it does.
Christopher Walken and De Niro in that one roulette scene, man.
That's that roulette scene.
It's famous. It's going to go down.
It was very famous and it was under a lot of controversy because a lot of people were doing it.
Oh, of course. They still do in some parts of the world.
Yeah. That's it. And it, I think 30 people got killed after that. Jesus. Something like that.
You know what it is, right? Russian roulette?
Yes.
Okay.
I know. Well, you know, John Cazale was in this too, who's just an amazing actor. He had cancer. He was Meryl Streep's boyfriend.
Yes, that's right.
He had cancer and the studio was like, once they found out he was dying, they're like, we don't want him in the movie. And nobody could insure him. So De Niro put up the money for his and got him on his insurance or something like that. And Meryl Streep was going to quit if they didn't put him on there. The guy was a fantastic actor. I mean, we're talking Dog Day Afternoon,
Godfather.
The Conversation, The Godfather, and Deer Hunter. I mean, the man did like six movies, and then he died, unfortunately. I think he would have been a really great talent. But another thing about this movie, Michael Cimino, I think it was the
Michael
director.
Cimino,
he got like ostracized from like directing because
he
did something
bad. Well, he made Heaven's Gate, which he had zero... The studio had zero control. They basically gave him money and said, go do
this movie. Well, Heaven's Gate sunk the studio.
It's one of the biggest flops in the history of all films.
Yeah.
It's up there with Ishtar and all those other movies.
Oh, yeah. Waterworld.
Yeah. It ended his career, basically.
It's the exact opposite of Lost in Hong Kong.
And I know this was nominated for Best Picture. I can't remember if it won Best Picture, but I think it did.
Yeah, it did. And De Niro won Best Actor. But Cimino convinced Christopher Walken in that one scene when he's arguing with De Niro to spit in De Niro's face. And he did. De Niro went like fucking bananas.
He was
like, what did you do that for? And he said, the director told him to do it. De Niro almost walked off set. It was a disaster.
That's bad. That's really bad.
Is it considered a masterpiece?
Yeah, I need to watch it. It's been a while. I need to rewatch it.
It's been a really long time. All right, number four on this list is going to be Analyze This from 99. Adjusted bringing in $176 million. So just edging out The Deer Hunter.
You know, every restaurant interior in this movie was a spot of like a mob hit.
No, I did not know that.
That's not true.
It's true.
Is it really?
Yeah, it was a gangland hit. Every one of them, with the exception of Sparks.
Nice production design.
Yeah, with the exception of Sparks Steakhouse, which the hit took place outside actually when a big Paul Castellano, got shot up by Gotti's guys.
Gotcha.
Well, Gotti was.
I mean, everybody knows that.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, they went up to him, shot him, and then shot the other dude. Mm-hmm. And then Gotti just drove past to make sure it was done. That's some gangster stuff.
To
shoot a made man is. You got some balls to do that.
Well, it's a comedy.
Yeah.
And it's a movie.
If you didn't get it from the very dark.
Yeah. Really enjoyed it. I was a big hit when it came out because it's De Niro playing against his type. This is kind of like what started this and Meet the Parents, what started his whole kind of comedy turn for better or worse. You know, I think he went a little too far with it, especially when he did Showtime with Eddie Murphy, which is a horrible movie. But this is a great movie. The sequel I didn't like so much.
No.
But this first movie still holds up, I think.
It does. Spawned The Sopranos, almost.
Yeah.
Talking about another movie that holds up rather well, The Godfather, Part 2.
Deuce.
From 74. Mm-hmm. Let's look at this adjusted rate. $47 million, then $213 million.
It's the first sequel to ever win
Best Picture.
Best Picture.
Yep, and it was also nominated for 11 Academy Awards.
There was another one that won recently. It was a sequel that won Best Picture. If you know what it
Lord
is.
Of the Rings?
Return of the King?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
Listen, it. Godfather 2 is a masterpiece. There's nothing you could say about it. It has already been said.
Mm-hmm.
It is what Stallone is to life. It's one of the greatest things ever.
Look, I am on record saying Godfather 2 is better than Godfather 1, in my opinion.
Oh, man.
I think a lot of people actually think that.
I struggle with it. I love the first one so much.
I mean, it's great.
Here's the thing. You gain De Niro, but you lose Brando.
Mm-hmm.
You lose Sonny, though. And I love Sonny, James Caan in the first film. So you lose that in the second one. And Fredo's in both of them. Robert Duvall's still around. It's a toss. It's a coin flip for me.
I think Pacino
is
better in 2.
Depends on your mood.
You think Pacino's better in 2?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because Pacino in 2, he is who he is that whole movie.
Yeah.
The first one is when you see Michael coming from an outsider of the family who wants nothing to do with the business to becoming one of the most famous last shots in cinema history. the guys are kissing the finger, the door closes. Mm-hmm. So it's tough for me. I can't.
Look, they're
I love them both.
They're equally fantastic.
I can't take it.
Obviously, like 90% of the population.
The only one on our list, though, is number two.
Really? Number one didn't make it?
No.
What?
Number one did not make the list.
That's a shame. We need to re-release it so we can...
I think it was like number seven or something like that with adjusted gross.
Yeah. Shark Tale is coming in at number
It pained me to put this on there.
From 2004. adjusted bringing in $217 million.
But it was like technically a mob movie. It was mob.
It was awful.
He was a shark, right?
Yeah.
He was like, it was an animated. It was writing off. Wasn't Angelina Jolie's voice in it as well?
Will Smith.
Will Smith. It was writing off the Tales of Finding Nemo.
Yeah. They were going to do a sequel,
like, failed,
but they didn't
at it miserably.
Yeah, it's terrible. Nobody, let's move on. Just move on.
Yeah. Yeah, we're done with it.
Taking the number one spot, we are combining two movies, Meet the Fockers and Meet the Parents.
Let's talk about Meet the Parents, because that's the only good one.
That is so well, I know that movie still holds up. I love that movie.
I love Meet the Parents.
Made more.
Yes.
$370 million adjusted.
Sequel. It's the sequel syndrome. Of course it's going to make more money because the first one was so fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I will remember Meet the Parents because it is literally one of the hardest times I laughed in the theater. So I remember going with my friends that movie.
It's laugh out loud.
And when he does the volleyball and he like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brr, hits the girl, like the bride in the nose, and he comes out in a Speedo. I mean, there's just so many funny moments.
The thing is, it's like with a movie like that, and it's probably one of the last movies that... is so quotable on every level, but like, you know, bet you do Panama Red and whatever else, and all these sweet setup, Iceman.
Don't say Bob. Yeah. I'm airplane.
And Fokker,
Gaylord. Your name is Gaylord.
It's amazing.
We can't spend 8 minutes
you know,
doing
this. You know who's fantastic as well? Owen Wilson. He's I got the same job as, you know, Jesus, Carpenter. And he built that Hopewell, whatever it's called.
I need to
Hope
watch that again.
That movie, it still holds up.
And sequels suck.
De Niro loves the cat. He like...
Oh, Jinx?
Yeah, loves it. The cat's real name is Mishka.
This was our list for the week. Thank you, Mr. De Niro. Got some good movies to watch now.
Panama, right?
If someone hasn't seen...
Can I get that paperback?
I have a question. If someone hasn't seen a movie on this list, which one do you think they should see?
Godfather 2, hands down.
But if anybody didn't see Godfather 2,
let's take out Godfather.
The Deer Hunter, because it's a film I feel like doesn't get brought up nearly as much. Russian roulette scene is... It's cinematic.
It's crazy. That Vietnamese scene when they're in that thing under the tent when those guys are playing. I can't imagine what was going on over there.
Also,
what a complete disaster.
Everyone knows Christopher Walken nowadays. He's almost like a character of himself. You want old school Christopher Walken, Oscar nominated. Mm-hmm. I think he might have even won Best Supporting for this.
He was fantastic.
Unbelievable.
So there's your movie to watch
week. It's not good for this day and age of the ADD kids. They're like, what the hell is this?
Where's the lightsaber?
It's
very
slow.
If you have some patience to like slow movies, try that one out.
De Niro, Meryl Streep, Christopher Walken. What else do you know?
You know what's another crazy thing about Deer Hunter, and I know we're off it.
We are about to move on, you know.
De Niro, a lot of movies. De Niro worked in a steel mill for like 3 months just to prepare for this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And nobody knew who he was.
Oh, really?
Like, they would just called him Bobby. They didn't know. They thought he was a steel guy, and that's what he did.
Was it the beard? Maybe it was the beard.
I think it was the beard and stuff, and he wore a hat real low.
Well, again,
this is 78. I mean, he wasn't a super big star yet.
He was big, but he was still... Film is not what it was today, it's just every corner.
And it wasn't what...
You can go to some places in Jersey, but people won't even know who he is.
Yeah.
You didn't have, like, the constant paparazzi.
That's what I'm saying. Back
really
in those days, you saw De Niro Street. You're like, yo, Bobby. You're like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, he's like, hey, what are you doing?
Now, like, Tom Cruise walks down the road, everyone chases him.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's unbelievable.
All right, let's keep going.
Let me get started on that.
Upcoming films. Yes. I think a movie that people hoped would be a juggernaut, but...
Oh, here we go.
I don't know if it will be.
What?
Pan. $150 million budget.
It's going to tank.
Coming out this weekend, rated PG. It's got Hugh Jackman in it.
Yep.
It's got... I just feel like we're all...
Rooney Mara.
This is the story, I believe, of how Peter Pan became... Like, how he came to Neverland. So it's supposedly like an untold story.
Yeah, right.
I'm so confused. Like... Why is Rooney Mara not only Tiger Lily because of her race, but she's too old?
Yeah. Well, she's got a great body.
Is Tinkerbell
not
in her
the
at all?
Same.
I didn't know she had such a great body until I seen the dragon tattoo.
I know that that model girl, Claire de whatever her name is, a mermaid.
Oh, yeah, ooh, that's hot.
Here's the thing. I don't know if they chose...
Siegfried is Mary.
I don't know if they chose the right director for this. The guy who did, I believe, Atonement. Mm-hmm. And
I love Atonement.
Those are good movies. I thought Atonement was great too. But watch those movies, watch all his movies and be like, I need to give this guy a big like winter, summer, fall blockbuster family film. Mm-hmm. That's not the first person I'm running to.
I agree.
And
I wish Michael Jackson was alive. he loved this movie. He loves Peter Pan.
He would be, who would he play?
He'd play Peter Pan. He's the one who hung out. He used to hang out in the tree in Neverland.
It has a 45% on...
Oh, no, it's going to tank. These kind of movies don't get like a 70 or 75 on Rotten Tomatoes. This movie is terrible.
It looks like a CGI fest. It doesn't look... I mean, the guy who plays Captain... The only thing that interested me a little was the guy who's playing Captain Hook. Mm-hmm. Like, he looked like he's doing something interesting, and I kind of like the idea of him and Pan before they were, like, enemies. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's some cool ideas in there. I just don't like the way it looks.
What does Pan do? Fly around and sprinkle fairy dust, right? Is that what he does?
No, he fights pirates.
He's a sword fighter. He has a little...
I bet he is. So, but no, you got to look at it this way. You got to look at it. He's like a transsexual, isn't he?
No, he's got feather in his cap. That's
definitely.
Anyway, they're comparing.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
They're comparing Pan to The Jungle Book, which is going to come out next year.
Oh,
to,
don't even put
to,
it in the same sentence.
That's what. If you go on Box Office Mojo and you go to similar movies, the first thing is The Jungle Book. The second thing is Tomorrowland, which bombed. The third thing is Maleficent.
Ugh.
Which made money, Angelina Jolie carried their marketing campaign. Mm-hmm. Then you've got things like Mirror, Mirror, Snow White and the Huntsman, The Last Airbender, Spy Kids.
Oh. Spy Kids was good. Stallone wasn't it?
Yeah. That was part 3. Part 3.
The biggest moneymaker that they have it compared to was Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, well, here's
which brought in $116 million opening, mm-hmm. but then these other ones have like $11 million.
Let me tell you something. When you see the Jungle Book trailer, you saw that Alice in Wonderland trailer, you knew exactly what it was. Like, that's Alice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. That's Jungle Book. You see that Pan trailer, the last 10 seconds, like, oh, wait, what? Oh, is this Peter Pan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothing from the trailer screams Peter Pan to me, or at least shows like the iconic images that we're familiar with.
He's not even dressed up in that weird garb.
Yeah, that's, I mean, so again, I know it's a prequel and it's supposed to take place before that. But if you have Peter Pan in your title, it's like a Peter Pan movie, give me something that looks like the Pan that I at least
grew up with. The only thing they have is this is a PG movie.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a lot of PG movies recently, especially live action.
That's true. Full
Transylvania.
I think this is going to escape the young fan base. I don't think you're going to see like really young people going to see this.
Because I don't think the kids see it, and I don't think they connect it with
Peter
Pan.
This is not a Frozen.
I hate Peter Pan. I don't even need Peter Pan peanut butter because I hate Peter Pan.
You hate Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Do you like Hook?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I don't watch that stuff.
You're a horrible... You've never watched Hook?
Oh no, I better not say that because...
Robin Williams?
No, because the guy at the Omni... that wore my mask.
Yeah.
He like loves Peter Pan, the Hook movie.
Oh, the Hook movie.
I love the Hook
movie. You know what? Hook's okay.
Hook's okay.
You can just take it back?
Yeah, I don't like to. That guy might go nuts.
Again, the only way these kids know they're seeing a Peter Pan movie is when their parents are telling them, we're about to see a Peter Pan movie, because by looking at it, you wouldn't know.
That's true.
Yeah. Also, Ellis hates Hook.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Ellis.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Awful.
No. I'm going to the Van Halen concert with him.
We are not going to talk about the Van Halen concert. We are going to talk about Steve Jobs.
Yes.
Which brings up the argument you made earlier. Mm-hmm. We talked about The Walk and how The Walk is that documentary. It's a story that's been told a lot. Steve Jobs.
This movie has
a fantastic cast.
True, yeah.
But the movie's been made. The biography's been sold. Mm-hmm. Steve Jobs is a character that has been
told many times.
But I think you're going to see.
Look through.
But this one has Steve Wozniak.
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, but Wozniak was a consultant on this one.
Oh, really?
And I'm sure you're going to get a lot of like really hardcore, in-depth stuff. And this movie looks intense.
I mean, here's the thing.
This looks social network-y.
Look at the cooks in the kitchen.
I mean, it's written by Sorkin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Look at the cooks in the kitchen. You got Danny Boyle, who's won Best Picture, great director, has a great visual style, knows how to keep energy. And you got Aaron Sorkin, who's one of the best writers working in Hollywood when it comes to plays. And Gone Girl. No, he didn't do Gone Girl. I'm talking Social Network. Mm-hmm. Social Network, again, about a guy who created this, famous technology, and it kind of was a not like a normal guy, kind of obsessive and had issues.
$1 million is cool.
Yeah.
And you know what's cooler? $1 billion.
$1 billion. And listen, Fassbender, Kate Winslet. Kate Winslet doesn't do anything unless it's going to get nominated for Oscar.
That's not true. Divergent.
Yeah, she did that
well,
for cash.
Well, I mean, that's cash.
That's the cash grab. Everybody's allowed to do that.
My argument everybody's that you just said she does everything for
she
Oscar,
shows up for a week, does a couple things in front of a green screen, is like, I'm out.
You know what's crazy? Sorkin wrote this with Tom Cruise in mind.
Oh, really?
Which I can see.
Oh, I could actually see that.
I could totally see that.
Yeah.
That would be very, very interesting.
I wish I was more excited about this movie.
And Leo was also attached to being this as well, but he did Revenant instead.
I think he chose right. Although Fassbender looks... Listen, Fassbender is what's bringing me to this movie more than anything.
I love the writer. I love everyone in this cast. I just have already read so much and seen so much about Steve Jobs that I don't really need to see anything. I know I'm not going to learn anything from
like
this.
If they did a Stallone documentary, I'd watch it.
Here's the thing, though. But you got all that information, which I think will help with this movie if you've watched the documentaries, because this movie's not taking place over his whole life. Mm-hmm. It's 3 days.
Yes.
Or three
and
very important...
I know
important,
very specifically already what happened on those days.
Well, that's because...
Yeah, but not told by Danny Boyle.
I don't know.
I would
have
liked Fincher to do this.
I just said I wish I was more excited for it, and I'll probably see it. I just feel like for me, this is the type of thing where it's like a book that you love that is being made into a movie, and it just always kind of disappoints.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have read this book. I've imagined enough. I've watched enough documentaries, interviews, and stuff to know what this character is.
But there has yet to be a great movie about him.
Yes.
The Ashton Kutcher one was not very good. I think
this one will be.
Yeah, I think this will be the one. I think hopefully, if they make another one 2 years from now, I'm going to be like, come on, stop.
Yeah.
I'm hoping this is the one.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll see. Also, it's not on here, but The Walk is expanding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that is another one to take into account, but we've already talked about it, so we don't need to talk about it more. I don't know what this movie is. Knock, Knock?
Yes. It's
do you know
from
what it's
from
you know
I'm sorry, but from that answer, I don't want to know.
No, you know what
about.
Happens is when we mention Stallone, it goes knock, knock.
This movie, it's produced by Eli Roth. It stars Keanu Reeves, about a guy whose family is on vacation or is out of town, and these two girls knock on a door during the rain, and they're like practically naked and
yep.
wet.
Okay,
and they
moving
come in.
On.
No, but listen, it's
moving
a horror
on.
Movie though.
We have five.
It is a horror movie.
I know, but listen, they come in. He makes this manly mistake of sleeping with them.
Yeah.
And then the next day, they both turn out to be crazy, and it becomes like a horror thriller.
So it's like
I'm glad. Fantastic. All right. Also on here is Trash. You have 20
you guys,
seconds
you know
to
what?
Say anything about Trash.
You know, it would be really funny if you and Roxy did that to my door. And,
no.
Sorry.
Trash is a small budget film. Rooney Mara's in it. She has. It's a small.
Second movie she's opening this next weekend. She's also in Pan.
Martin Sheen. More supporting roles about these three kids who are like digging through trash because they're poor. And they come across something that creates this like. They don't really tell you too much in the trailer. So it's kind of open. But it looks like a small adventure film with these three kids. Kind of like Slumdog Millionaire a little bit.
Oh.
That's what I would compare it to in some ways.
But not Indians.
But no.
All right.
But,
interesting.
Very small release, but who knows? It's getting really good reviews, though.
You guys, we have to do predictions and see if we can get a caller.
Yes.
So we have to power
through
these. Do either of you have your top five completely ready?
I'll go first.
Okay, let's go.
I think you're going to see The Martian again up in top number one.
Okay.
I think you'll see Pan at number two, probably like in the 20s.
Agreed.
I think you're going to go... Jobs is not wide, right?
No, Jobs is limited New York and L.A.
Right. Mm-hmm. Where's the front seat again? I think you're going to... It's going to be Hotel Transylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Security's going to be a show. Let's go... The Intern.
Okay.
And Sicario.
All righty.
I'm right there with them. Are we all on the same page?
No, I'm not quite with you. I'm bringing in The Walk.
Oh, okay.
Because it is expanding to 2,500 theaters.
You're trying that Everest hand again.
I'm trying. I mean, I tried it last week and failed, but, you know, you have to keep on going.
Yes.
I'm going to go The Martian, Hotel Transylvania. Then I'm going... Whoa, I just skipped one. I'm going The Martian, Pan, Hotel Transylvania, The Walk, and... Intern.
Okay.
You don't have to... Okay, Steve Jobs.
It's limited. It's in New York and L.A. I feel
maybe,
like that's eight theaters.
It'll be next week or something.
I'm right there with... I don't think The Walk's going to do very well, although it is an IMAX. But it has such a weak showing this week.
Let's go Pan numbers. Let's go Pan numbers. Then we'll break our tie.
We'll go
you two. I went in then.
All right.
Wait, okay. So.
I'm going to go Pan at 27.
I'll say 22.
No, stop stealing my numbers. Fine, I'll go to 25.
Okay, right. 27, 22, 25.
It could do like 18, by the way.
It could do 12.
Yeah.
27, 22, 25.
This could be a disaster.
The three ages are the last girls that did it.
Let's go.
We
all
have
right, we got
time
3 minutes.
For
let's do a call.
One caller.
Yeah, the first
do
call
it.
On a Sunday.
One caller on
I hope
Sunday.
It's Boss Turner. He's the best.
The best.
And then I have to read off some winners. Yeah. And then we need to go.
Yeah. Okay. You do.
Let's see if I can read off these winners while we get someone on the line, right. Unless we don't have
I don't
have
think
any
we have any
call.
Oh, okay.
No one calling. All right, guys. Do we have a new? Oh, do we have a new number?
No, I think it's the same
they
number.
They called last week. Okay. Maybe they just didn't move with
listen,
us.
Listen, it's Sunday Night Football. I understand, guys.
Yeah.
The number, just in case you forgot, it's 424-256-1633.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the same number we used to have.
No.
That is a different number.
I'm not sure.
No, it's the same number.
But let me give you some winners from you guys out there. From last week, Brian Berentos and Ben Bailey hit it right on the money with Martian Guessing Game with 55 million. Winning for Sicario Guessing Game is Christopher James. As for the 5 for 5, there were so many winners this week that over half of the 35 guesses were 5 for 5.
Yep.
Well,
so guys,
I'm not a real
couldn't
winner.
Read 15 names.
Yeah.
But thank you. And
was Boss Turner
that's
on there?
Great. There were 50. I got half of the 35.
Yeah.
I can look them up, I think. But thank you guys, and thank you all for commenting. We're hoping you stick with us.
And the number is different, so that's probably why we didn't get any calls. I just realized our old number was different. Yeah. But don't
I'm
worry,
sorry.
Next week we will do a good job of tweeting it out before the show.
Yes, we will.
And letting you guys know exactly what the number is.
We'll get better.
We'll do some more calls next week.
I promise.
It's my fault this week.
Yeah.
Blame it on Tom. Anyway.
Blame it on the rain.
Thank you for joining us on this Sunday,
yes, Sunday
evening.
Edition.
Yes.
Hopefully you guys see some movies this week and stay tuned next week. Again, Sunday at 6, box office
6
breakdown.
9 o'clock Eastern time.
Sarah Stretton. I have a Twitter.
Yes,
I forgot what my
it's
handle
at
is.
Sarah, no H, _ Stretton.
You got to 1,000 followers in like a week.
You're over 1,000.
Yes, I'll get better. I was at a wedding. I forgot
the
Twitter
tweeted pictures,
existed.
Yeah, you should have took pictures of the wedding.
Oops.
You start throwing pictures of you in a dress in there, you're going to go to 10,000 followers.
All right. You catch me at SchmozJTE. I'm on the Schmoes Know every Thursday. I'm no longer engineering, but I am there talking.
Yes, he
I
is.
Get to actually talk
I
movies.
Think that's better for you guys.
I
now.
Think
it's good. Up in the
I got
world.
To drop some knowledge last week. Yeah. Obviously, Box Office Breakdown. We're here every week at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Pacific time. I work with the Screen Junkies now, so keep tuning into all the Screen Junkies stuff.
Yeah, Screen Junkies is awesome.
Yeah,
Popcorn Talk is awesome.
Stuff.
AfterBuzz TV.
At Bob Finstock. Mets going all the way to the championship. I got tickets for Friday and Saturday at the Dodgers game.
Yep.
So I'm going to go crazy over there. I'll probably
so
get into a fight in the parking lot, so look out for that.
All right. Thank you all. See you next week. That's
poof.
All I have to say.
Knock, knock.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.